Would you look at that? Someone is finally waking up from their beauty sleep. Did you have a nice rest on your couch, darling? They're so adorable when they first wake up, aren't they? It'll be so lovely to watch that every morning.
Indeed. The very spitting image of grace.
Oh, hi! We're kidnapping you!
Sister, could you not be so forward?
But we are.
Hush. Please don't mind her. Beautiful people like yourself don't come by very often for us. So she tends to forget how to make a proper first impression.
You have a very pretty fruit bowl.
I, however, am fully aware of how someone so precious should be greeted. Salutations. My name is Olive, and the oddball over there putting their face in your fruit bowl is my dear sister, Elena.
Is this real or wax fruit?
Oh, it's wax.
Now, before you scream or call for the authorities, no, we are not burglars nor thieves. We're not interested in anything in your house worth stealing. Other than yourself, of course.
And maybe this candle.
We have plenty of candles. Why do you need another one?
Well, I just think it's pretty wicked.
Put it down.
Fine.
Anyway, you can probably already tell what we are by now. I mean, the fangs, the cloaks, the dark and sinister demeanor. It's pretty obvious.
Much dark, very sinister.
But if you want us to spell it out for you, yes, we are vampires.
V-A-M.
No, don't actually spell it out.
But you said...
It's a figure of speech.
Well, who is this speech, and why do they have so many figures?
No, speech isn't a... Oh, as you can see, we can both get very tense around each other. My sister and I have spent lifetimes in the shadows of human history. Every revolution, reign, and downfall you could possibly think of has given us a front row seat to its viewing. It sounds extraordinary, to say the least, but... Eventually, immortality can drain even those without a soul. Living for thousands of years can be so rejuvenating until it starts to feel like a chore to simply exist.
It's not fun having an everlasting life when the only other person you can talk to treats you like a child.
Yesterday, you couldn't tell the difference between a dinner party and a cemetery.
And I was still the best dressed at that funeral. Even the woman sitting in the huge box thought so. She tried not to look at me for too long. I was so stunning.
She was dead.
Oh. How rude of her.
Our point is, we've grown rather bored with how aimlessly we've been looking for new things to happen. In the end, we've done every conceivable thing there is to do, except... Well, except... Focus all of our time and energy into something we hold dear.
There has never been anything in this world that we've wanted nothing more than to just love unconditionally until you.
Don't worry. We already know everything there is to know about you. The absolute minute your beauty caught our eyes, we were avid to devote our time into getting to know who you were.
I saw you first, by the way. Just wanted to put that out there.
It doesn't matter who saw who first. What matters is that all three of us are finally here together. At last. We've waited a long time for someone like you, sweet thing. Someone so beautiful and perfect in every way. We couldn't possibly pass up the opportunity to make something so precious completely ours. Could I maybe... Caress your face. Pretty little thing.
Hey, don't hog them. You promised we'd share.
Patience, my dear sister. We'll be taking turns soon. You'll need to learn to wait.
Mm.
Do you believe me now when I say you've made us so eager? You've managed to drive two immortal beings mad with desire. You can go ahead and cross that off your bucket list.
Now, why would you put your list in a bucket?
Oh, good. She's distracted. I needed time to explain exactly what we plan to do with you. Now, I know it may seem like you don't have much of a choice here, darling, but trust me, you do. We may be vampires, but we are not monsters. Humanity isn't so far beneath us that we would subject you to give up your right to make your own decisions. We're too civil for that. You have the power to decline our advances, and if it is so, you have our word that we will never bother you again. Although, if you would allow me, I would love to enlighten you with the alternative. Well, like I've mentioned before, as a result of being so starved from life, my sister and I have grown very increasingly needy, in more ways than one. And, as you can imagine, it's been a while since either of us have felt the touch of another person. In fact, when I caressed your face not just a few seconds ago, I will shamefully admit that it was the most action I had gotten in centuries. All of this is to say that we want to keep you as our own personal fuck toy. Pardon my French. We would be using you to satisfy our endless desires whenever and however we want. Now, these desires could be subjective from time to time. One minute, we could be in the mood to fuck you until tears are running down your beautiful face. And another minute, we want nothing more than to just have someone there to hold. As touch-starved as we are, that would be happening a lot. As for the other part. I am aware that there are two of us. My sister and I are very close, so we don't mind the sharing aspect of it. There will be times where she will want to use you, and there will be times where I will want you for myself. And for the days where we are both feeling particularly voracious, it will be both of us. It won't be a one-sided affair. I can assure you of that. In return for your generous services, we offer our bodies as well. As you can probably tell, we are both very capable of many inhuman abilities. We plan to make it our utmost responsibility that no one will ever hurt you in any way, shape, or form. And as for your day-to-day life, we are fully prepared for this to be a live-in establishment. Our abode has plenty of room for your things and is very warm. There will never be nights where you go hungry, and your clothes will always be cleaned. And, most importantly, you will never feel lonely or unloved. We won't allow that. Even if one of us is busy, the other will always make the time for you. Of course, you will be able to see your family and your friends. Any school or work you have, you are allowed to continue. We only ask that you devote a majority of your time to us, as we will to you. You must also inform at least one of us whenever you leave, so we don't go mad looking for you. Does that sound fair? Good. So, now that I've taken the time to illuminate you, does the offer appear tempting?
Might I take it that you are saying yes? Oh, that is the most wonderful news I have gotten in decades. Well, now, I hope you don't mind, but I am a bit of an impatient woman. Surely it wouldn't hurt if I got just a little taste of my brand new toy just a little early. So beautiful. I'm so perfect. There is no we've met in our entire existence who compares to you. Oh, our precious new toy. We're going to take such good care of you. This may be a bit vulgar to ask, but I've had my eyes on your chest for quite a bit now, and I would love to know what it feels like. I'm just going to play with it for a little. Nothing more. I've just been waiting a long time to touch someone, and being this close doesn't exactly help. I just want to scratch that itch. Oh, you feel so exquisite. You're so soft. Oh, your skin is so soft. You know, I don't think I'll be able to wait until we get back to our home. But I don't think you would mind if my sister and I used you right here and now either. Am I correct in that statement? Excellent. I'll get her attention.
And what if you put water in that bucket, mistaking it for a regular bucket? Then the list just gets wet.
Elena, get over here. We're doing this now.
Well, wait, now? But I thought we were going to give them a grace period. And then I asked who Grace was and why she makes such a big deal about punctuation.
I've changed my mind. Just come over here and sit on the couch.
Okay.
I want you to be a good little toy. And crawl on top of her and sit on her lap. I'm going to be right behind you.
Oh, wow. You are even more attractive up close.
They are, aren't they? Go ahead, Elena. Take their clothes off. They've consented, so do whatever you would like to them.
With pleasure. Here we go, over your head. There you are. Well, you have a beautiful body. Every inch of you is so magnificent. It's kind of like a magnet. I just want to touch you everywhere.
Tell them what you want them to do. They are yours just as they are mine. And I want you to enjoy every bit of them.
I want you to play with me.
Play with her, darling. Don't be nervous. She's been waiting a long time to know how you feel. And I wouldn't keep her waiting. Your pleasure isn't forgotten either, my darling. Feel my hand reach down between your legs.
Could you wrap her arm around me, please? Thank you. Oh, you're doing so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your hand is so soft.
That's it. Go a little faster. Don't hold back. Give her what she wants. Give her what she needs.
I wanna grab your ass. Please.
You've already made such a big mess just from my fingers, baby. I think you're ready for what I have for you. It's just a little gift. A little toy that I brought from home. I had a feeling I wouldn't be very much abiding to my rules. But it all worked out. And don't worry, I won't go too hard. We have plenty of time to break you. Until the inside of you wants no one else than us. You won't want anyone else. It will be all you want. All you'll ever need. And the thought of that is just so deliciously arousing. Now, I'm going to have you lean forward a little more. And I'm just going to pull your thighs apart. And oh, you're heavenly. Blood.
But we won't turn, dear. Not now. Not anytime soon. We want you to keep your humanity for as long as possible.
Lovely as your hand is, I'm feeling very greedy for more of you. Olive, I think we should switch positions.
Fair enough. I'll turn them around. You can take the lower half, and I can get busy using this pretty mouth of theirs.
Like a bridge.
Please stop speaking. As envious as I'll be, Elena is going to have a turn playing with you now. So, be good for her and turn around. There we go. On your side on the floor. And don't think for a second that I've gotten enough of you. We still have this mouth of yours to mark. And I'm more than happy to oblige.
To ask permission before coming inside.
I'm going to come, and then I'm going to slap you.
Oh.
Oh, take it all, baby. Take it.
Lovely work, sister.
Ow!
Hurry up so they can rest.
Okay, okay.
You've been so good, darling. And all you have left to do is to make her come. But that won't be too hard. And I'll be right here with you, darling. And you're doing so well. Keep making her feel good. Oh, make her feel all of you. Give her no choice but to come all over you. Oh, to mark you as her own. Oh, you look so beautiful being just like the perfect little fuck toy.
Oh, I might end up biting you.
If you do, don't. Don't go too hard. We're not turning them. Just a peck should do.
No, be gentle.
Good, Elena.
Just stay on top of them a little longer. Just to make sure that all of your cum drips out.
I'll baste you like a turkey.
I changed my mind. Get off of them.
You did amazing, my treasure.
Someone is getting an exceptionally lovely reward for how well you performed for us tonight.
I just knew we picked the right one.
Sister, the daylight.
Oh, dear. The rest of the aftercare will have to wait. We need to get you into the carriage before sunrise. Here, wrap yourself in my cloak. Yes, we brought a carriage to transport you safely back to our home. I would have been fine with taking a cab or something a little more discreet, but Elena insisted.
A cab is what everyone expects us to take. No one expects a carriage.
Sometimes I wonder whether you're thinking too hard or not enough.
Let's just find common ground and say not at all.
Agreed. Now, hurry them into the carriage. Once we get home, we'll get started on cooking that lovely welcome meal.
On it. This way, dear.
We'll come back to fetch your things after we've situated you. Your room is already fully furnished to what we know to be your liking, so no need to worry about that. Thank you again for your generosity. The rest of your life is sure to be a lovely adventure for all of us, my darling.
Hey, Olive.
Yes, Elena.
Do you think our voices are differentiated enough that people will think we're two different people?
Well, we'll just have to see.